Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. My name is Tawny Bro, and today we're going to do an interview with Jennifer Shula during our Books, Beauty, and Business Coffee Talks, which is a really informal interview just to really get some insight from leaders in industries and find out, you know, what inspires them, what motivates them, and some tips for success. So just a quick introduction to Jennifer. She is one of the top real estate agents in her brokerage firm at RE/MAX Fine Properties. She has really changed and kind of level set this industry when it comes to marketing around her homes. She has that eye, that professional eye for detail, and just that luxury lifestyle. So she's actually promoted and taking video clips of her of the properties and used a lot of social media, and it's really gained her a lot of traction. And she's number one, right? When you're number one, it's pretty impressive the things that she's doing to brand herself and to brand her business. So we hope you enjoy this interview today, and we hope you stay tuned for more. Take care.
Which is perfect.
Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business Coffee Talks. My name is Tawny Bro, your host today. And today, we're excited to have Jennifer Shula. And Jennifer is a top real estate agent. She is number one individual producing agent within RE/MAX Fine Properties, which is one of the largest brokers in the U.S.
Yes.
Right? So she is redefining her market really with branding focused on luxury lifestyle. And we're really excited to have her today and hear some insight from her and her to really share her story with us. So tell us how you got started in this.
So first of all, thanks for having me. I'm super excited and flattered. so that's cool. But yeah, I basically started, to kind of put it in a nutshell, I went into real estate in 2004, but had multifamily experience from 1996 up until that point. Really stepped up my game over this last year and it was important to me that I wanted to really kind of show myself that I could meet a very aggressive goal that I set. And as I became, as I continue to get closer to reaching that goal, it was more exciting, and it also became a place where I wanted to also let my daughter see that you can really, really reach for it and get it if you work hard.
Awesome.
So
your daughter's encouraged you to this past year to really look within. Did anything really change for you? Because I know in the last few years, you've kind of leveled up the industry with how you're promoting things and how you're putting things out there and really branding. Did something change or inspire you to really move in that direction?
Yeah, well, I recently got married about a year ago, and we had all kinds of stuff going on, so I wasn't 100% focused. And after we kind of got past those plans, I decided, you know, I love what I do, and I really, really want to be a game changer. You know, I really want to do something. So what I did was, while I was getting started back into it, or getting started back and getting setting some very aggressive goals, super focused. So I got very, very disciplined, and I started studying up on whatever I could possibly study up on, and that with marketing, and then also mainly social media.
Okay.
So that's really where I started. That's where my focus was social media stuff, and where could I improve that? And so I actually kind of started more with LinkedIn.
Okay.
And now I'm kind of focused on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, JenniferSheila.realtor.
And all of her information will be on the descriptions at the end, so you guys can look up some of the work that she's done. She takes really the marketing and branding for these luxury homes with the productions that you're doing, and they're just short, super fun clips, but you've really made it, like when someone has a luxury home to sell, they're going to look at you and come to you for that because of the branding, the production, and also just the next level. So do you do anything else around lifestyle?
Yeah, well, so, okay, so the lifestyle portions that I do, I actually don't just focus on luxury. I do kind of that across the board. So I just will walk into a home and I'll look at it and I'll envision like what life is like living there. And that's really what we want to portray. And I think more and more people are connecting with, wow, I could totally envision myself reading that book in that whirlpool tub or having some wine with my girlfriends out by the fire pit. I have some other things upcoming in store, and it's really, really been accepted very, very well. I'm getting calls and texts and emails asking me who I use, and he has said he's so busy that please don't pass my name out anymore. And I'm like, okay, I'm thinking people are going to think that I'm being stingy, but I'm not. He's amazing. But yeah, so that has been, that's been very good, and it's been very and motivating to get feedback within the industry as well, on how much they like my stuff, and people have been very complimentary of it, so it's been good.
That's funny when you said you walk into a house and you see like the family living there, because it reminds me of the show that you were on. Like, that's exactly what you did when you walked in. To were you appraising it and then saying what it would be worth if they did the appraise and stuff?
That so that was fun. HGTV, if you really want to have a good laugh, you go to my website, it's on there. I did that, I think it was 2007 or 2008. It was pretty awesome though. They approached me, and at first I thought it was a joke on the email, and but they had a direct number, and I called, and they said, yeah, if you're interested, submit a video. And I was like, how many people got this email?
Yeah.
And you're like, they said, we only sent it to select few. So I did it. I did one run through a house. Mm-hmm. Did not rewatch it. I just sent it in because I knew I'd want to edit it. Mm-hmm. And they called and said they chose me to feature a home in the Heights, which was great because it was the very first, the Heights was the very first area that I actually owned my first home.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of cool. So yeah, it was cool. We had so much fun. I caught up with the sound guy a lot. His name was Teddy. And, yeah. And so, no, we had a good time, and I got a great opportunity to meet Kendra Todd, who is, phenomenal. She was on, what was that? The Apprentice. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was
very
fun.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you do consistently that really helps you stay on track?
So really, really, one of the big game changers for me that I have found has really been a key to the success I've reached so far is, and some of you are going to cringe, but I get up every morning around 5 a.m. Sometimes, if I don't sleep well, maybe it's a little later. But for the most part, consistently, I was getting up very, very early. Mm-hmm. And it just, that quiet time in the morning to be able to really just kind of have my coffee. I kind of follow a little bit of a routine. I spend time to read. Reading has been also a huge key to my success because I like to focus on business books and improvement books, and I find that they're very, very motivating. So I read in the morning, and then I meditate for a little bit, or, you know, pray. And before I even start that, though, because my mind goes all over the place, I make sure that I have all my thoughts of, like, what needs to be done on my list. So, like, I've got this continual list, but, like, before I start my little regimen in the morning, I make sure there's nothing else I'm thinking of, and I get it on that paper, because otherwise I get kind of sidetracked, you know. And then I try very hard also not to pick up my phone, because I'll end up on social media, and then I let that distract me. So I try very hard to kind of set that aside until I get through that little regimen. But, yeah, so.
That is not surprising that you said those things, because all the research that I've done on the most successful people in their industries, they have a morning regimen like that. They have a routine that they continue. Getting up early is one of those things. So that doesn't surprise me at all. Getting your thoughts down and getting organized for the day and then crossing them off. And the fact that you said that about your phone, that is a new thing. Everyone, like, they're saying don't even sleep with your phone in your bedroom. But not picking it up first thing is key too.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised you said that, but I'm very impressed that that's how you spend your mornings too. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and for those, just this is a little tidbit, but those that are not morning people, there is a great, great book. It's a very quick, easy read, and it's called Miracle Morning. And that really helped me. So in the mornings, I'm like, I would think about things that I learned and picked up from that book, and it just helped me, get your butt out of bed, you know? So, yeah.
That's exciting. So I took a note of that, and I'll actually have that in the notes at the end as well. So what advice do you have for others looking for your type of success rates?
Well, so for just like in general, you mean?
Just in general. And I know this is your industry is real estate, mm-hmm. and that would be the focus of that. But is just as successful as you've been and how impressive your story is. Do you have any advice just for others to stay motivated, get up, get things done?
Yeah, so especially for entrepreneurs, which, mm-hmm. I am one. I don't get paid unless I close a deal. I think the key is really discipline. I mean, it's so easy, especially if you're self-employed or, you're your own boss. It's very easy to get sidetracked and go, today I don't think I'm tired. I don't want to work. I want to go run my errands, or I need to get my house clean, or that sort of thing. And you really just need to treat it like you are going to an office and working. Mm-hmm. And so I would highly recommend that. That's a big, big part of it. Mm-hmm. And then I really believe in setting aggressive goals. Okay. I had in the past, I'm all about, doing goals and vision boards and all mm-hmm. that. But in the past, I feel like my goals that I've set were always just what I thought I could probably get to, mm-hmm. Not very aggressive at all. And so this year I told myself I'm going to challenge myself, and mm-hmm. it was truly compared to my production last year, it was a very aggressive goal. Like in the back of my mind, I kind of thought, I really don't think I'm going to reach this, but they say if you only aim for the fence, that's all you're going to hit. Mm-hmm. So I just decided, you can't go wrong. If you don't reach that goal, hey, guess what? You probably got further trying to get there than you would have if you would have set one that was not as, which was easy to attain. So.
And are these like just financial goals or number goals, or are these just, do you break them down into smaller goals? Like, is your goal mostly around money, or was it, or achieving like this amount of revenue, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, so actually it's kind of funny. It kind of rolls together, but my goal was actually a level. Okay. I wanted to reach a certain award level with RE/MAX, so they have different levels, and I wanted to reach platinum.
Okay.
So my hashtag was platinum, and I did I told myself, okay, so on my way to this, once I get to this certain part, I'm gonna take my family on a vacation. I wanted that for me and my girls, because there were times that, I didn't quite have the money or the means. And so, it was something that was very important to me. And so once I got that, it was like just even more exciting and fulfilling. And then, my girls are 16 and 14. And so I'm like, they're not getting cheaper.
No.
And I was a single mom for a long time as well. And so it was just very important that they saw that I was strong and that I could take care of them. And I wanted them to see what hard work can produce.
Yes, absolutely.
So those were kind of the goals that were kind of set in my mind.
So here's the hard part now. When you meet those goals, right? Now you're ready to sit down and set even bigger goals mm-hmm. for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes when people step back or they get a little nervous or even get comfortable.
Yeah.
Where they're at too. So it's a constant exercise, right, of finding what motivates you and that next set of goals.
Excellent. Yeah, my broker, Nimesh, it's funny because I almost didn't want to tell him, like remind him that I hit my end of the year goal I hit in September. And because I knew he was going to, he's like, calm down. Now we need to focus on your next goals. Yeah. I'm like, gosh, mood killer.
Yeah.
No, he's very good. He's a great supporter. But yeah, it's funny. He's very quick to say, okay, that's great. Awesome. Good job. But now let's reset them. So
you're constantly challenging. So you have someone to help you do that.
Exactly.
That's good. So I see you have a book. So I wanted to just quickly let you share your book recommendation.
So I have, Tony didn't even know I was going to do this. I have many books. Matter of fact, my Remax Fine Properties this year, they did a mastermind series around some business books. So I've read like quite a bit that have been really great. But this is the one that he, you can see that, The 5 a.m. Club. Once again.
I at one time did get up at 5 a.m. and now I'm 7:30. So
yeah.
I may have to revisit that. That's thank you for sharing that. And that's another thing in the trend of, you know, the elite people in different industries, when they look at the habits that they have, really, one of them is always staying educated. Mm-hmm. The next book, the next level, because even the best of the best can get better.
Yes.
And that's something I learned along the way. And I had a lot of good mentors always sharing what they were reading or, you know, suggesting to stay in whatever profession you're in. There's good authors out there that are putting out, you know, new trends, new ideas, new ways for you to stay motivated mm-hmm. and inspired. I love motivational business books as well. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that today. The last question I have for you is just, if you see any trends in the market right now, it seems like there's a big boom with, you can't go wrong with real estate, right? Mm-hmm. Real estate is always a great investment mm-hmm. for people. Are there any trends that you see moving forward that you may leverage, or how do you keep your eye on kind of what's going on?
Well, so the good news is, talking about Houston specifically, is whenever the market, you know, 2019, they're kind of predicting is not going to be so great in okay. real estate in general. But, you know, it's funny, we hear these things and then it ends up maybe not coming to fruition, or vice versa. They're predicting this amazing year. Maybe it's not as strong as they thought it was, you know. Mm-hmm. So we hear that stuff all the time. One, you've got to adapt. I mean, you have to adapt to the market constantly changing and shifting in this industry. Mm-hmm. So that's key. And as far as trends go, I mean, this I think is important regardless of the market's down or the market's up, mm-hmm. is you constantly have to set yourself apart. You've got to do things that are going to set yourself apart. So that's why I really took a focus on the lifestyle mm-hmm. Videos and the branding. And I really took some time in designing my my look. It's kind of cool now because people now see not just my logo, they'll see something that I advertise and they'll go, that's Jennifer Shulitz. I can already tell. Somebody told me that the other day. I was like, that's awesome.
Well, you have a beautiful eye for design.
Thank you.
And if you can see in the background of where we're at, we're actually in Jennifer's home right now, and she has taken a lot of effort in just in the Christmas spirit yes. around here, and it looks amazing.
It's my favorite time of year. It took me 3 days to do my
Well, it looks beautiful, and you definitely have branded yourself well. So, well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time. We know you're busy, and sharing your insight. I think it was some great information. So, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if anybody is like curious or has questions or anything else, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to help.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye, girl. Bye.